Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't realize that he attempted that many times, and I would have done the same. I would at that point, I would just assume that I'm not making the repeater. So yeah, for sure. But that's unfortunate that he, ran into collisions that many times and wasn't able to get in. It got interesting. We were getting quite a few doubles at the same time. And we were getting people kind of checking in out of order, but looking at the log, so we had some late check-ins. But yeah, I don't know. It was good net though. Dean did a great job. It was a lot of doubles coming in at the same time, and so maybe we do. I think that would be the Hall Road to Boardman Road, but we had some 8 mile to 14 miles checking in there. The same time we had a non-member check-in, and then we were having, like, there's a guy whose call sign comes back to Florida who I've never seen check in before, and so we all assumed that was wrong because, I don't think there's someone from Florida checking into our net, but the guy confirmed we got the call sign correct, but he must be in the area visiting or something, so that was a little. But then someone else mentioned he was a Hazel Park member, so I'm not sure. Thought you're supposed to have your FCC have your current address, so that threw us for a little bit of a loop, and I guess we'll just have to learn from that.